David, you're American, right?
Yes.
Right. So when you were a teenager, what was your biggest secret?
Ooh, I peed my pants on a church field trip and didn't tell anyone and threw those jeans into a river.
Can I just say, I wish that's what this show was about instead.
Welcome to Bottle Episodes.
Welcome to Bottle Episodes.
Falling in love.
Welcome to Bottle Episodes. I'm Daniel Crow, fan of urinated jeans going in the river.
And I'm David Piccolomini, fan of urinating in those jeans. Okay, and we're joined by...
Molly Kornfeld. Hello. I enjoy any story about peeing your pants. It happens more often than you think, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, we just try and hide it. That's usually...
One time I wasn't drunk. I was 20.
Okay.
I was living at NYU for the summer. I left my friend's house at like 9 p.m. and I was like, I'm going to walk because it's a nice night. And like a block after I left her house, I was like, I have to pee so bad. I should have peed at her house. Mm-hmm. But instead of going back, I was like, I can make it this 25 minute walk. But it was 9 p.m. Nothing was open. A block from NYU. I just peed myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I could not hold it in.
And you
nothing was open in New York City.
At like 9 p.m. in Chelsea, like all these, I mean, I wasn't 21, so I couldn't get into a bar.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
So but I was.
Restaurant.
It's New York. You can pee on the street anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to pee on the street.
Yeah. Do it in your jeans.
I did. And like, thank God none of my roommates were home and I just like put them in the sink and then washed them.
Put them in the sink.
Yeah.
That is a good metaphor for Secret Life of the American Teenager, though, because you had this secret shame that you tried to keep from your friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually the truth came out here
on a podcast.
On a podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the, like, did you just keep walking normally and then just let go?
I was like, I was holding it and I was like running. And then all of a sudden I was just like, I cannot hold this anymore. And I just stood there and peed.
It was 9 p.m. in Chelsea. Were people around?
No, I was now by the dorms. No one was really. I mean, it was dark. Like, I don't think
What's
anyone...
What's the cross street?
Where was I? I was like on 10th Street and University Place.
That still seems like a pretty busy area at 9 p.m.
I mean, people probably saw me. It was like a Tuesday or something.
There's almost certainly a Chipotle you can get to very near there that would have been open.
Listen, for some reason, I don't know what was happening, but I couldn't.
No, it's that panic emergency. You weren't thinking straight.
Yeah, and I was like, should I just get on the subway? Will that be faster? But the subways were like 10-minute wait times, and I'm like, by the time I get on the subway...
I'll be peeing myself on the subway,
exactly.
And that's way worse.
You can't. I'd rather pee myself on the street than the subway.
It is funny that we're going to judge a piece of television now.
Well, I mean, you can still, I can pee myself and still know garbage TV.
Can I just say that only God can judge this show?
Yeah, great point. Great point.
Okay.
Let's talk. Yeah, The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
I think this show is supposed to be Christian, yes? So it's supposed to be, but it makes Christians seem like the least cool people of all time.
They all end up having sex.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I'd say 30% of the words in the show are don't have sex.
Well, it's also weird that they're so, like, I mean, 15's kind of young to be like that
horny.
Right? What? They were so horny.
Okay. And do you know who's actually horny? Brenda Hampton.
She should be on a list.
The creator of this show.
I would describe this show as smut. There's no other way to describe it. It's 45 minutes of just a bunch of 15-year-olds going, sex, 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 sex.
Okay.
It was a lot. The show, you know what do we just like...
We can just start talking.
Say whatever you want.
Oh my God, I forgot about the dad molestation plotline.
What?
Wait, in the first episode.
The dad molestation plotline?
That the guy, Ricky, can't stop fucking girls
because he was molested by his dad.
I was not listening. The whole time I was like, that's Ernie Hudson. That whole scene.
I wasn't
listening. I was like, why is Ernie Hudson in this show?
Because, you know, he's the one black student's dad.
Of course.
Yeah, the two black
students. I assumed
obviously.
That.
Yeah.
So did the show. They actually didn't write that.
So this was
assumed.
This was me during that scene. Ernie Hudson's in this. has he always had an earring? And then I Googled Ernie Hudson earring and I wasn't listening.
Well, sorry, we were trying to figure out which dad molested, but we didn't see it. It was just he has sex with women because his dad molested him.
Yeah.
That's
Every time I meet a guy that has a lot of sex with me, I'm like, oh, so your dad molested you?
Yeah, I mean,
David.
Fuck, I'm gonna have to think about this now. What did my dad do to me?
I don't know. Think back on it.
By the way, I have a fun fact. The first thing of trivia on IMDb about this show is, in most episodes, the word sex is spoken an average of 25 times.
Oh my God.
Wow.
25.
Wow.
That's once every other minute.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense. They're always talking about getting laid, these kids.
Yeah. They say it constantly.
That's all they talk about.
And it is almost with, like, there's no subtext. It's all just text. They're like, I want to have sex now. I'm 15. I deserve to have sex.
Yeah. And it's like, how am I ever supposed to have sex when I don't have a girlfriend? It's like, can you fucking relax? It's you're 15. Also, you know what I thought was crazy? And maybe this is just because I went to a small college and a smallish high school, that none of these kids knew each other. It's like, you're all within 5 feet at the lockers. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, there are some schools where you're like, there are like 1,000 kids.
But I think the first episode starts on the first day of school.
Oh, is it the first day of school?
I think they don't do a great job establishing it because she has just come back from band camp.
Right, so okay.
And these are freshmen.
Okay, so maybe they don't.
Well, sophomores. No, we know for a fact that one is a freshman.
Ben's a freshman.
Because the guidance counselor is like, you're a freshman, but then we also know he's 15. I'm like, was this kid held back?
No, you're a freshman in 15.
You can be.
It's unusual.
I 14, was 13.
13, 14 would be the 13 would be a younger one, but 14 would be the normal age.
When I was a sophomore, I turned 16.
But you started the year 15.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. Makes sense. Okay. So these kids, the school years are wrong.
It's weird for him to be starting 15.
Yeah. You're right.
Unless he would so. But I think this year just started.
You know what I think that is?
So that's why they don't know each other.
They also did homecoming.
It's a new year at the school.
I think they're doing that kind of like jerry rigging thing where, like, okay, they need to not know each other, so they're freshmen. Okay, so now they're 14 years old. We're not having 14 year olds have sex. Okay,
they were all held back.
So
they're
now they're
all
15.
Super idiots.
We're just seeing the dumbest parts of this school's population. Yep. Just being okay.
Not all of them are dumb. There's that one girl who only exists to say statistics about teen sex.
Oh my God, hilarious. Wait, was that guy her boyfriend?
I thought they were brother sister at first.
No, they're setting them up to date.
Yeah.
But
okay.
They're completely gone in the fourth season, the other episode we watched.
And where did all these adults come from? In the
Well, when a man and woman love each other very much and
plus
then
time.
They grow up and it feels like you didn't watch the show.
We haven't actually said what the show is about.
It's so, about a 45-year-old woman in her room writing this script and going, yes, ah.
So starring a young Shailene Woodley. Yep,
a young Shailene. And that girl, Francia, the girl who plays the slutty girl.
Yeah.
You will have to be more specific on this show.
Francia Rossa.
She hasn't aged and she's still playing a 20-year-old and shit.
Yeah, that
is
true.
Is that so crazy?
Because I saw her in this and I was like, wait, is that?
Yes.
But she also looks like the girl in Euphoria. She looks like the mean girl in Euphoria.
Maddie? Yeah, she does a little bit. But she was on Grown-ish.
Yeah, she's Grown-ish. And then there was another show.
How I Met Your Father.
Yes.
Is Grown spelled G-R-O-A-N?
G-R-O-W-N.
I was making a grown joke. It's probably a bad show.
Oh,
I'm just assuming because she's in it. I've not seen it.
It's fine.
It's actually pretty cute.
Can I try the joke again? You guys laugh this time?
Yeah, do it.
Is Groan spelled G-R-O-A-N? Nice. Yes. Big win for me.
Sorry. If you do spelling jokes, I'm not going to get
that. Yeah, because I thought you said G-R-O. I don't know what you. I thought you were
I'm
spelling.
I'm too stupid for spelling jokes. I was held back twice so I could be in the show.
What is weird is they are kind of believable as high schoolers in the first season, and then they're still high schoolers in the fourth season where we watch this other episode, but they have aged like 10 years.
Oh my God, yeah, and they all have children.
Yeah.
They all keep getting. I'm like, why does everyone at the school have. You know what was. You know what's crazy in that first episode where the girl's like, you need to go to a doctor to consider your options? And the friend's like, you're not suggesting an abortion. It's like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That was crazy.
She's 15. Maybe suggest it.
Yeah.
It's crazy not to suggest it. Not even regardless of where you feel on the issue at 15, it should at least be a consideration.
That's so crazy.
So yeah, the basis of the show is that the whole plot is that there's teenagers having sex. I don't know what else to say. Well,
so the one's pregnant. Because that's what I did not realize how Jesus heavy this show was.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember watching this as like a kid. In my teenage, and it being like, oh, this is the bad show with the pregnant teenager.
But you say it's Jesus heavy. There are two Christian characters and everyone rolls their eyes at them.
The party is at a youth church event.
But everyone thinks they suck.
No.
Everyone in the show is like, these guys suck, right?
No, they aren't. They're like, they do that weird thing of, well, it's the first episode, so you can't start with them being the coolest people. Yeah, they have to build up into it.
No one's going to church in the fourth season.
No, they're all fucking in the fourth season.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are all fucking but in the fourth season. I don't know. But it's weird, Christian, because you could feel the seventh heaven on it.
Yeah. Well, you could feel it was very like, I mean, well, the abortion thing was, I was like, oh, God, you're going to bring it up and then be like, but that's crazy. It's not crazy to have this 15-year-old have a fucking kid
with some drummer at band camp.
Ricky, who was molested by his dad. Like, there's just so much happening there. You know, there was so much happening.
A guy who actively is. Also, even the sex was kind of described as like, and suddenly it was just kind of happening to me.
Yeah, I was like.
That's how I felt watching the show.
I was like, the show assaulted you? Yeah, it's a lot. That show's a lot.
Can I just point out some very funny things about the budget of this show?
Yes. Yeah, please.
The. Like 10 minutes in that first episode just happened in a hallway in front of some lockers, and they left a door open, which is supposed to show the outside, but it's very clearly just like a printed out image of outside.
Yep.
And you can see where it connects to the floor. It doesn't even go all the way to the floor. There's like a stand for it, and you keep seeing people walk in and out the door to immediately turn left because they can't go straight, and it's so obvious that this is just on a soundstage.
Wait, I gotta rewatch.
Oh, totally. Where they have the picture up, and yep. It's a little bit past the door, so you can walk past it.
And some people's houses, their windows that just look directly at brick walls, because they couldn't even pretend that they were in the middle of a neighborhood or anything.
So funny.
Yeah.
Also, just straight out the gate, like Molly Ringwald is an incredible. She sings
the theme song.
I did know that.
Yeah. Does she?
Yeah. She sings the two lines of the theme song.
Wait, you know what ends up happening with her character since I just Googled the whole show?
Well, yes, we found out she was divorced and had a kid in the fourth season.
Okay, so she has a kid. So her and the dad split up, and then she has a kid like at the same age as time as her 15-year-old daughter. Then the last season.
Wait, they get pregnant together?
Well, I think she gets pregnant the next year.
Oh, okay.
So like, but it's like.
Same age.
Yeah, like. Anyway, in the
that's
last...
That's a good season, too. Now the mom's pregnant.
Now the mom... And then season three, the slutty girl gets pregnant.
Yep.
And then their baby dies.
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
That's why she's, like, weird, and it's like, I'm gonna trick my boyfriend into getting me pregnant, you know? Because her baby died. And then, but... And
classic.
The, in thing, season we all know five, women. The mom... comes out as gay. You gotta fucking love it.
Yeah, gay mom.
But then the other mom was also gay. The alcoholic woman who drank.
Oh,
no spoilers yet.
You don't think?
No.
We're talking about the first episode before we go into that other one.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. There was another gay mom.
That's, Two gay moms.
Two gay moms. Well, and I think that woman had another partner, so that's three gay moms.
Wow.
I have a friend I need to call right now.
Three gay moms.
Buddy, you got to get more moms.
Yeah.
You need more moms.
Oh, God. So
it is wild how horny Brenda Hampton is on the show. Like, she's just having teenagers say the word sex as many times as possible. And to the point where she's like, how do I make him hornier? The mom's now a lesbian. That's what we're doing. We're doing sex of all types.
Yeah. Well, I think that we're like, wow, we really got to bring in more issues. I mean, it wasn't enough that there's a pregnant 15-year-old and a guy molested by his dad. You really have to bring in other stuff now.
The thing is, the fact that she was able to pass this off as a family show is one of the greatest cons of all time.
I can't, like, my...
This is her porn. She wrote her own porn, and got it on ABC Family.
My dad was always like, I can't believe, like, well, I guess I was younger when this came out, but when a Gossip Girl came out, my dad was like, I can't believe you watch Gossip Girl. That's smut. That's disgusting. But now watching this, it's like, I feel like this was kind of, at least in Gossip Girl, they look like they're 25. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, these did just look like kids.
They looked like kids. And they're like, I gotta get laid, man. And for some reason, that's more believable than the Gossip Girl 20-year-olds being like, fuck me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I did, like, those impressions were exactly correct.
That's how they sound.
Yeah. But yeah, it was when they're like 15 and they're these kids, there is that weird sense of them like you're like, ugh, gross.
I know.
Because the sex isn't attractive or good sex.
I will say, as gross as that was, the grossest part for me was when the guy made a burger at the buffet line at the party.
That was disgusting.
And he put coleslaw and beans on a burger.
Ugh.
And I just started stacking everything on the burger.
And then that cupcake was also like on the burger. How'd you guys feel about the quote unquote funny guidance counselor?
Oh, the mentor guy?
Yeah.
Oh, awful.
Right? And that young girl trying to fuck him? That was weird.
There's just that whole shit.
It was weird because they were like, we saw him, like, yeah, he works there. They were so excited just to see him. You could go into his office anytime.
But then that one girl was like, what's your name? He's like, Mr. Molina. She's like, Mr. It's like, who acts like that? Who acts like that in school?
Yeah, that's because the Mr. distinction is like, sometimes people will go, oh, Miss, to like see that a woman's not married.
Yeah.
You can't do that if they're a Mr. You don't
like,
know.
What's your name? But like, what student would ever behave like that?
Well, I think that's what they're trying to say about the school is that it's like a lawless sex zone.
That's
like,
a better name for the show.
Lawless Sex Zone. I'd watch it.
Brenda Hampton's novel series, Lawless Sex Zone.
You know what other part was hilarious? When the football guy makes out with a slutty girl, and then the swiftness with which every single person at that dance is outside immediately.
Okay. Because the Christian girl's brother, who has Down syndrome, walks into the hallway and just goes, and then everyone runs to see what he's screaming
but
at.
But they don't he doesn't even finish screaming before they're all literally right there. Everyone.
Yeah,
everyone.
And also, they're standing next to each other. There's not, like, if they had just played it not immediately guilty.
I know, they're just like,
oh, it's so weird that you caught us kissing. And yet
that's how they act. It's so weird.
But would you go towards that nondescript honking sound? It wasn't like you said, oh.
Who said grace?
Did he? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, now cut this out because I look like a terrible person.
No, but you couldn't really hear it.
It was like a visceral scream.
Even if it is just her name, why does everyone run to her name?
Everyone came out so fucking fast, except for, I just can't imagine you're a pregnant teenager and you're like, you know what I'm going to do? Go on a regular date. You know what I mean? Like, who has I wouldn't even be going to school at that point. Like, I'm like, aren't you dealing with...
I love that the new plan is to trick a different guy into thinking it's his kid.
That's crazy.
I think she kind of shoots that down, right?
Well, no, so she ends up telling I've seen this show. I saw the whole first season. So in the first season, she ends up telling him, and he's like, before she tells her family or whatever, and then he's like, I'll marry you and say it's mine because I love you. It's like, Jesus.
More like the Secret Life of the American Cuck, am I right?
So he does he pretends it's his.
Well, no, because then she's like, no, I don't want to do that. And then that guy, Ricky, finds out it's his and he's like, I'm going to do anything for my son. But the funniest thing that happens,
including molest him, the cycle continues.
The cycle continues. Well, you know how the show ends since I Googled it?
How?
The little kid is shaking a snow globe at the end and it's all been in his mind.
No, that would be better. So Amy and Ricky, the parents, are like, we're gonna elope. And then they're like, actually, we're not. We're gonna have like a real wedding. And then they're like, actually, we just love each other, but we're not in love. And I'm gonna go to college in New York, Amy. And she's like, but I don't know if I can go to college in New York. And Ricky's like, I'll take care of the kid these 4 years. Go have a life. And then she goes to New York and she's in the same building as ex-boyfriend lover Ben. They're in the same college dorm. I guess he kicked his alcohol problem. And then Ricky's like, she lived happily ever after, son, and so will we. And that's how it ends. The last line.
So she just abandons her kid?
Yeah. For college for 4 years. And then she'll be back.
Man, oh. She will have missed so much.
I fucking know.
That's not what happily ever after means. Also, that's not what those words mean.
But he literally says she'll be okay, but also we will. So it's like, is she not coming fucking back?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know.
Happily ever after implies that you won't get to experience it.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's how it ends. And so I guess we assume she's going to end up with Ben.
Or just abandoning her kid?
I have no fucking idea.
She just Daniel Day-Lewis's monologue from There Will Be Blood. I screaming, I abandoned my child.
So, fun fact about the show, Shailene Woodley had struggled a lot being on the show because she disagreed so much with its values.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah. Like early on, it was fine or whatever. And then as it went on, she like had trouble like being on the show. It really struggled with it. And, like, as like... out, like, openly shit talk the show.
I mean, it was so stupid. You know, it's another great plot point in season two. This is when I stopped watching the show, but I should have kept going. The Christian girl fucks her boyfriend, and then that same night, her dad dies in a plane crash, and she's like, I killed my dad. and then she struggles with that for a really long time. Murdering her father.
Incredible.
Right? Hilarious.
So there's so much weird stuff.
This is what I'm talking about, the Christian value thing, is because even though they're all having sex, it's not working out for them. It's actually not going well.
No.
Neither was the show.
The show was on for 5 seasons.
Sitting pretty, though, at a 4.2 on IMDb or something. Had like 38 on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know how it got these seasons. No one seems to like it.
My sister obsessively watched this show.
I think it was for like younger teens who are like, this is what being a teen is.
Yeah. Exactly. If you're like a 12-year-old, you're like, wow, they're talking about sex.
I guess being a teen is very different for like girls and guys. Because when I was a guy, like the show that I saw was like, this is what being a teen was like Jackass. That made sense to me. That's what teen boys do. They hit each other in the balls. No, and that's pretty authentic.
One Tree Hill, baby.
Oh, never One saw Tree it. Hill. Good show. Everyone's 40, though.
Yeah, that is true. Like,
also, that show, like, I'm always trying to put together the timeline, and it's so confusing to me how that guy has, like, two families.
I actually haven't seen One Tree Hill.
Oh, my God. You haven't? It's so stupid. It's the most ridiculous show.
Season 3, they had a second tree.
Two Tree Hill. For the two brothers with the same father who live in the town.
Oh, is that what the...
He knocked up his high school girlfriend and then dumped her and then went to college and immediately knocked up his new college girlfriend, but then stayed with her. And for some reason, the original high school girlfriend hasn't left the town they all live in.
Well, of course, that actually is pretty normal.
Yeah, but then he moved back with his new family. So he's rich with his new family in one house. And then the bastard son and his mom are poor and live in another house. But then they're both like the two brothers are both like on the basketball team and rivals, romantic rivals also.
Oh, they're not trying to kiss each other.
The
brothers are trying to kiss each other?
No.
Oh, okay.
Trying to fuck the same girls.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes more sense.
And they're trying to be better at basketball than each other.
Yeah, this is already, like, it's one of those things where, like, I don't know if I want to watch that show based on, like, you know, the little bit I've seen on One Tree Hill, but that sounds like a much better show. Like, there's enough there where I'm like, oh, look at all these intriguing things.
Yeah, there's so much drama, and it's not about Jesus at all. Also, like,
Hey guys, if you're enjoying the episode, don't forget to rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. Also, follow us all on Instagram. I'm DPIC Comedy. She's Molly Kornfeld, Molly_Kornfeld with a K. Daniel F. Crow. Check out my YouTube special, Goblin King. A bunch of people have been watching it recently, and it's got a bunch of views, so it went from like 33 to 40,000. Come check it out. I'm also releasing shorts on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. A thing I definitely will not regret putting on a podcast at any point. Okay, yeah, that's everything. Okay, go back to the podcast.
I don't understand the emphasis also, like, as the show goes on like, people getting pregnant from sex. Like, there's no discussion really of, like,
Well, how do you think people get pregnant? Real quick.
No. I don't know why none of these people are like, let's discuss birth control.
Yeah, like, if you're... Well, they keep saying condoms.
But, like, do people not know they're, like... Are any of the girls on the pill? Like, what's happening here?
There's a weird thing with the soundtrack where anytime any sort of... Like, the guy asks about condoms from the guidance counselor, and then the soundtrack goes... It just treats birth control as, like, funny.
I know. It's so weird. And the fact that she gets pregnant, her mom gets pregnant, then the other teenage girl also gets pregnant is like, is no one here wrapping it up? What's happening?
I wonder, do you think this whole show is like a psyop from the government to get the birth rate up? They're just like,
I mean, honestly, but who was horny watching that? I was disturbed.
The creator was.
Yeah, just her.
Just her, just getting beamed up.
There's like a 20-minute scene just at some picnic tables with the Christian girl and her Christian boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And just him going like, let's just get married now, babe.
Yeah, because he like wants to fuck so
he's
bad.
He's terminally horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is asking every question, being like, we could get married right now. Yeah, or like during college. Or like, and she's like, nope, my dad did it this way. So this is how I have to do it. And they waited, which they didn't.
Oh, yeah. No way in hell.
Parents just tell the kids they wait.
How weird was it with the other family when the dad's like, you want to show your belly button because you want to dress sexy? You're not sexy. You're 13.
I was watching. I was like, come on, build your daughter up a little bit.
You're fucking ugly, bitch.
Get her some self-confidence.
You want to wear a belly button shirt because you're trying to get fucked right now at 13. That's what everybody's thinking when they see that belly button shirt.
They're like, you didn't break the rules of school. You broke our values. It's like, relax, George. Oh, my God.
I love, well, it's so funny to see that character still exist when, like, he was, the parody of that character was, like, in Freaks and Geeks, like, in the 90s.
Oh, I've never seen Freaks and Geeks all the way
through. It's great. But the dad is just, like, doing that exact same, you want to smoke drugs. I guess you're trying to steal all of the meth.
Yeah. It's like classic TV dad that has no real personality.
Yeah, he's just angry all the time at anything anyone does.
I think he ends up at the show ends with the Christian mom.
He ends up happy?
I think with the Christian mom, yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
I have to bring up something crazy that happens in this first episode that I nearly forgot.
What? Do it right now.
All right. So Shailene Woodley goes to the pediatrician, right?
Oh, yeah. I love that whole scene.
The whole scene is just full of people with their babies. It's like baby day at the pediatrician's office. Yeah. And she sits down.
By the way, most days are baby day at the pediatrician's office.
Yeah. So she sits down in the waiting room, and this random woman just hands her her baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, John Mayer's daughter's
John playing. John Mayer's daughter's plays. That. And she just hands her her baby, doesn't say anything, just gets up and leaves. And when this woman leaves, she's not pregnant. When she comes back into the room, this woman is pregnant.
Really?
Yes. You can watch the scene. She leaves not pregnant and returns pregnant.
We're going to pause and watch that scene.
That's how often people get pregnant in this show. A woman leaves a waiting room to go to the bathroom, comes back like 6 months pregnant.
That was holy shit. We just
That's
watched
so
it.
That's so funny. So funny.
Yeah. What is going on?
Sorry. Were these filmed? Can you hold this baby? I have to put another one inside.
Yeah.
Were these filmed 6 months apart? What happened?
They had to do a reshoot. Well, the baby hasn't changed, though.
No.
I think they were just, maybe they forgot that she was, I mean, they stuck something up her.
It must have been a
fake stomach, but.
If that's her baby that she hands Shailene Woodley, she would have had to, like, give birth, immediately gotten pregnant to be at the level of pregnancy that she is when she returns from the bathroom.
She's on her way to Iris Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the idea this is like a super fertility center or something.
Yeah, the amount of like, but it's also none of these kids are like kids' age. They're all two. You know what I mean? It's all babies.
Yeah. Oh, it's all, the tiniest. It's like, also, just the whole John Mayer song over it. Like,
it was so ridiculous.
It's so like, she's going to be a mom.
She's pregnant.
Girls become mothers.
It's so wild.
So, the one kid, he decides it's going to be his mission to fuck Shailene Woodley's character.
Yeah.
Because she's attainable.
Yeah.
He looks at her.
She's literally average, and he's like, she's not bad. Or what does he say?
I think he says to the guidance counselor that she rejected him, so now he has to have her.
But before that, when his friends are like, what about her? He like looks at her, and he's like, oh, she's kind of cute.
She's fine.
Yeah, she's average. She's fine.
She's attainably hot.
Yeah, that was the vibe.
That was literally, they were like, listen, this blonde Christian girl is definitely not going to fuck your goblin ass.
Yeah.
But Shailene Woodley...
Wait two seasons and then she'll... Anybody.
Yeah, barely.
Oh, yeah.
And so he then tries to get into band.
Yeah.
So he can get out of PE.
And impress her.
And impress her.
And apparently he immediately tells her he joined band for her. Because her friends are like, he joined band for you.
So, like, he'll definitely just... raise your baby.
How did they know that he joined band?
He must
for
have
her?
Immediately told her, "Hey, I like you, and I joined band."
Yeah,
for
he
you.
Does. He does tell her.
It's like you're so dumb,
guys. When he joins band and learns to play the cymbals, is that an example of symbolism?
But ching.
No. I think this is the second time you guys haven't given a joke what it deserves. And I'm gonna have to ask. I'm gonna say that joke again.
Then, yeah, he's with the guidance counselor. The guidance counselor, I really want to talk about how the adults talk to kids in general.
Yeah.
Because they talk to them like they're adults.
No. Here's the thing. You have to understand, it's written by a woman that's horny for 15-year-olds. So this is how a woman horny for 15-year-olds would talk to 15-year-olds.
Yeah, but they just talk to them like weird, like there's no respect in like any of their deference in the high school.
I wouldn't respect any child that agreed to be in this show either. You're not deserving of respect.
So they do that, and then they keep doing the runner of there going to be condoms at the school, which there should be.
Yeah, there should be condoms at the school.
Like, I don't know why this guidance counselor is against I don't think I've ever met a guidance counselor for over 1 year who would be against condoms. If you talk to kids, you're like, yeah, they shouldn't make more of these right now.
Also, when they were really hyping this guidance counselor up, because the first time we hear about him, two girls walk in like, I saw the hot guidance counselor, and we see him, he's like, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's a normal looking guy.
But yet the horny girl's really horny with him.
But why? It's Hollywood. You can cast a ridiculously hot guy to be the guidance counselor if that's his defining trait.
On this show, though?
He's just a normal looking guy.
They didn't have the budget for it.
Yeah, they didn't have the budget for a really hot guy.
You're right. There's not a million hot guys employed as waiters in L.A. at any given time.
Well, could they act the bare minimum? I think.
No one in this show could. No one in this show could.
Actually, it was surprising how much, because like, what's her name? The mom.
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald has been great in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason she stopped showing up in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, apparently. And yeah, it was like, oh, it's stilted. It is like, it's weird when you can hear like the reading lines off a script.
Oh, yeah. And everyone talks like that because the lines are so ridiculous. How do you say them with any like believability?
It is rare that you see a show where you're like, wow, like you can feel the lack of editing in the scripts.
The girl talking about her promise ring and Jesus, anytime they spoke like about Jesus, it never seemed sincere at all. It was always kind of like, are you guys mocking Jesus? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting, because it feels like it's trying to, it's not be insincere, but because the things they're talking about, usually they're just kind of saying them as like facts.
Yeah, so it seems like,
because culturally it's supposed to seem normal,
right, but so, no one talks like that,
so it's so crazy. Yeah, and it sounds ridiculous
when oh my god, the scene where he goes you find out the football boyfriend cheated, and then he's talking to the slutty girl and he's like, we gotta pray to Jesus with me. You're like, what? Like, it seems so,
yeah, she looks at him like, what are you doing?
But he also seemed to not really believe it, you know? So you're just like, what's going on here?
Every time there is
discussion. That's also just bad acting.
Yeah, no, I think it's bad acting and bad writing. They're just like, you're just like, none of this is realistic at all.
Every time there is discussion of God, it feels more like a parody of a Christian show than an actual Christian show.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what we're seeing is, one, it's 2012. Or not, is it?
It would have been like 08 in the first season.
So it's 08. So it's a very different time period in America, mm-hmm. too. So there were large swaths where this was the norm. And the woman who wrote Seventh Heaven is going to have a lot of God talk. Like, it's funny when it's, because I got like weird chills at a couple points, like when the blonde woman was like, the blonde student, she was like trying to recruit everybody to the like after church party.
Yeah.
And I was like, or after party at the church. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's how they get you. That's how they do it. They throw parties like that seem like they're fun. And
you're telling me I can put beans and coleslaw in my burger here? This Jesus guy's all right.
The Jesus.
Literally, though, they'll be like, hey, we got an ice cream stand and stuff. Suddenly, Daniel's like, you know what? All right, I'll check out your church.
Time to convert.
Oh, honestly, buddy, you would have a blast in Mormonism. They love sugar.
Mormons, write me. Let me get these cookies or whatever you got.
Yeah, like I went to a Mormon wedding and there was an ice cream bar that was like hardcore. Just people just mainlining soda. Yeah,
it's new for them. They're just now allowed to have soda.
Well, no, they could have soda, just not caffeinated soda before.
Oh, they're root beer freaks.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to call all Mormons root beer freaks from now on.
Yeah.
I know nothing about Mormons.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole thing. It's like coffee. Oh, yeah, God. No caffeine, no alcohol, no drugs.
The coffee would really get me. I could never be a Mormon. I'm out.
That actually is what takes... They're very productive without it. It's really incredible. Okay.
Yeah, they managed to make Napoleon Dynamite without caffeine. How crazy is that?
Actually, that one makes the most sense. That one is so low energy.
Anyway, I think we said all we can about this first episode.
Yeah, and then I guess... Yeah,
it ends with them dancing. She's like, I'm in love. It's like, you're pregnant, bitch. What is happening? It's crazy that they're like, you can... Okay, maybe it's not crazy, but the fact that this whole vibe is like, you can be pregnant and still have a totally normal teenage experience. I'm like, can you? Can you?
Well, I guess this is also 16 and pregnant is...
Oh, I've never watched 16 and pregnant.
But this is the time period.
Okay.
And also within that, it's not to say that you can't live a normal... Obviously, you can't live a normal life. Or, you know, quote unquote normal, whatever. But you can, like... It's wild that, like, abortion is so off the table, but tricking a man into raising a child he didn't conceive is, like, a strategy that they're considering.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
That is what, like, that's the world they live in, is they're like, this is the worst possible option, but a 50-year-old with a child.
And I'm sure they get into it later in the first season, but the fact that also no one's, like, adoption...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that. Yeah.
I think it does happen. As I think, actually, in the first season, she thinks maybe she's not going to keep it. But then she's like, I'm going to keep it. If I was her mom, I'm like, you're going to keep it. Well, good luck raising it. Are you kidding me?
Because, yeah, the mom has to raise it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a baby. And she has to go to school.
Exactly.
Luckily, she's got her mom and then her cool boyfriend in the fifth season.
I mean, when you put it that way, the best time to have a baby is high school, so you don't have to raise it.
All right.
Hey, kids listening to the podcast, I got a message for you. Have kids, make your parents raise them, live it up, dude. Party time, all right?
Think about it. If you have a kid at 15, you have when you're 30, you have a cool 15-year-old you can hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep
and
you young.
And then she gets pregnant.
Speaking of someone that's 31, when I was 30, all I wanted was a cool 15-year-old to hang out with. You're going to want that cool 15-year-old, everybody.
When they're 20, you're only 35.
Oh, man, that the dream.
The dream.
But if they have a kid at 15.
Whoa!
45, 30, 15.
Oh, the trifecta.
That's a fun hang, you know? Yeah. Three generations.
I have been in green rooms with that exact age breakdown before.
Yeah, that actually, with a 15-year-old?
I mean, I started comedy when I was 19, so close enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, fair.
We found out a comedian was lying about his age. He was 16 when he started, but he told us all he was 19.
You don't need to say a comedian. Josh has been on the podcast and we discussed the episode. Okay.
Josh who? Yeah.
Talentino.
No, he goes by Riesgo now.
Oh, okay.
Stop dead naming him.
Oh, he was 16 and he told people he was
19? No, he was like 15.
Oh, he is little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how old is he really now?
Who knows?
26?
Something like that.
Oh, okay.
So it was one of those things where we did the math and we're like, hey, buddy, hold on. How did you...
Yeah, because I don't drink and I was giving him drink tickets. Like, I have nothing morally against giving a 19-year-old drink tickets, but then I found out I was giving a 15-year-old drink tickets.
That
doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it's a very different vibe.
Very different vibe.
It's funny that he was just going to high school after hanging out with us.
That is so bizarre.
Talk about the secret life of an American teenager.
Yeah,
that's a better show.
that is a better show.
I mean, not a high bar to clear. I don't know if that's a good show of the guy sneaking out to do stand-up.
Well,
actually, you know what? That is a pretty good show.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
Yeah. Well,
let's talk about the second episode, though, because it is one of the greatest twists I've ever seen.
What was the twist?
When they open up the door to a fancy office and guess who's in charge of the business? Her brother with Down syndrome? And it's not explained.
Yeah. Well, it may have been explained.
That's true, but it's not explained in this episode. And no. I guess he works alongside one of the guys from The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Who's in the show now?
Who? I didn't understand this woman and her children that are living with him.
I think...
Well, I mean, we did skip three seasons.
Yeah,
well,
they say they live in his guest house, so he's doing very well.
Yeah.
He has a very successful business.
No, I think he lives at home with the mom, and she has a guest house.
No, they said in his guest house.
Oh.
Yeah, she lives with him and is like very, like, because there's that weird thing where, like, I was like, are they dating?
Yeah, yeah. But then he's like, no, he's like, I'm not ready for your family. I'm going to set her up with my coworker.
Well, but I think they're doing, yeah, they're doing like that cute, like weird thing you do with like where you're like trying to be sweet about it, where you're like, I might have to date him even though I'm with the most handsome, smartest guy in the world.
Yeah, but they're not together. I think she's just living in his.
Right. Yeah. So that's what, but the language is more affectionate because they're not dating.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was very bizarre. But yet he had a framed photo of her in his office.
Yes.
That made that whole concept, that whole plot line, I was lost.
What is he CEO of? The business seems to be doing great, but they don't tell us what he's. They just open up this fancy office door and he's there and he's like, papers on my desk by 2 p.m. Yeah. Like, what is going on?
It is crazy. The synopsis for this episode is one sentence that's just Grace tries to fit into Daniel's college world.
That is the least important thing in this episode.
That is the least.
That is
there's
maybe
a college
the
admissions plot. Woman trying to sleep with a high schooler.
Yeah, threatening him.
What else happened? Who else is in the? Well, the alcoholism plotline.
Okay, so it seems like, okay, I didn't understand this alcoholism plotline because they're like, Ben, you have a problem. It's that he got drunk once.
Is that it?
Oh. They were like, the first time you drank, you got drunk. And she's like, I'm an alcoholic, so I know. And then she drinks, which makes no sense.
It was a $300 bottle of wine. She's not going to just leave it.
And then she was also like with that other woman, but then she's also. The kid who got molested's mom.
But also somehow the guy from The Sopranos is in that plot line as well. He's involved.
No, because he's the dad of someone, I think.
He's Ben's dad.
Okay.
So then Ben brought her back to his place because she blacked
out. Pinned a note to her.
And pinned that. What? That made no sense.
They never show you what the note says either.
No, they do.
It's like, sorry about this. I didn't know where to put her.
And then it's like, I didn't drink.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was trying to read it. And I couldn't find where it was like zoomed in on it.
Also, none of these kids live with their parents anymore. They're like supposed to be 17.
There's also one group of the kids are like, we're only pretending to be married, but we're actually really married.
Yeah.
So they're married on paper, but they're pretending to be married, but they don't actually like each. They're just friends
now because their stillborn baby died.
Oh.
They're the ones who had the stillborn baby.
Well, that actually does end a lot of marriages. That is like
so
very famously a thing.
He's like, I don't want to. I can't do this anymore. And she's like, I need another baby.
That's all, but I'm back. Put another baby.
But they're
also pregnant
like
women
17.
Yeah, you know how women are usually so excited to get pregnant again after giving a stillbirth.
Yeah, especially when they haven't finished high school.
Okay. What? If this joke is out of line, just cut it out.
Okay.
It feels like by this point in the show, the brother with Down syndrome was also writing the show. Because that explains why he's CEO all of a sudden and explains the nonsense of all the other storylines.
I love the idea that in this show that's like Christian, this is the most woke casting I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, I will say this, and props to Secret Life of the American Teenager for focusing and centering a Down syndrome character played by an actual Down syndrome person.
Yeah, that's what I remember when this came out and it was an actual person with Down syndrome playing a person with Down syndrome. And I was like, okay, good on you, you know?
It feels like they kind of use him as a prop, though.
Oh,
which is a little
for
like,
sure.
Ugh.
For sure.
Yeah. He's not like a human being with like full thoughts and feelings in this show, but none of the characters are. So I don't think that really changes.
Every single character is two dimensional.
One dimension, they want to have sex. The other, they don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It is funny.
They either want to have sex or not.
It is funny that Shailene Woodley is like the star of the show, but she is like in not a lot of it.
Oh, because when I checked the dates on this, this comes out early 2011. So she's probably actually filming The Descendants.
Oh.
This happens. So she's like checked out. She's like, I'm about to be a movie star.
Yeah, I'm in a David.
Working
Russell.
With the guy that made Sideways and George Clooney right now. I don't need you guys.
I'm hanging out with Jim Rash.
Yeah. So she's probably not there a lot during this season.
No.
Maybe that's why there were 18,000 characters. Oh
yeah.
My God. I was like, who are all these characters?
We got to talk about the drinking scene with Ben. Because so when he's the alcoholic, what they try to do, it's an AA thing. Friend of Bill is an AA thing.
Wait,
is it that? Am I making that up?
No, you're right.
Okay,
so what
he was doing is he sent, so the guidance counselor, the worst guidance counselor in the world, sent Ben to go meet this woman and say that she's friends with Bill to get him into AA because he had drinks one time. And
but who was she?
She is the kid who got molested's mom. One of his moms. I don't know if it's his foster mom, his biological mom. I don't know anything.
So that mom.
But it
was
feels
sober.
Like a date between them. It's at a very fancy restaurant.
All the interactions are horny for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then she runs into her ex-lover.
At the
Yeah.
But then also she sends the boy to go talk to his father-in-law.
Yeah.
And that's a weirdly horny interaction. Because the father-in-law's immediately like, can I buy you a drink? And the guy's like, what? He's like, just kidding.
And then he's like, you better not fucking leave my daughter.
No, but then he's like, where's your wife? And he's like, she's a flight attendant. Like, you should know. That's your mother-in-law. You should know she's a flight attendant.
And then he's like, I'm allowed to hang out with this woman. He's like, really? It's like, yeah, because she's gay. They're gay. Lord.
That's what happens when you scream gay in the house. The dog barks.
Yeah.
The whole scene is, it's, I don't know, man.
Well, okay, so then it follows up because it's the whole scene is so weird because the motive character motivation switches like four times because I thought he was there for like to go find out about AA because I thought it was just going to be a scene where they lecture us about not drinking, and then instead the mom they accidentally give a $300 bottle of wine to the wrong table, a thing that happens all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, people never remember the table that ordered the fanciest bottle of wine available. It wasn't probably the fanciest, but a fancy bottle of wine like that. So they bring it to the wrong table. They pour a little bit in, and then he keeps trying to encourage her to drink it.
Yeah, and then as soon as she starts drinking, he's like, no, don't drink
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He keeps being like, might as well drink it. If we got it, you should drink it.
But I thought he meant, like, might as well, I might as well, because I don't have a problem.
Yeah, he's like, it's fate.
Oh, yeah. But I thought he was saying they should both drink it because he kept having that weird flirty vibe with her.
Yeah.
And then she poured a little bit for herself.
And then she's like, okay, the way she didn't even think about it.
I saw, yeah, she was just like, well, it's an addiction thing. Where you're
I
like,
recognize it. That's me when you put candy in front of my face. Oh, don't mind if I have all of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Daniel, you're on a diet.
Rah, 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 rah.
Just wake up, passed out drunk in a 17-year-old's bed.
I fully have just woken up and be like, what happened to all the chocolate? Ah, there was a whole box here. It's empty now.
Daniel, I'm getting you to a meeting.
No, no, unless it's a meeting for more candy.
So then she just drinks the whole, and also she only, I mean, I guess if you hadn't been drinking for like only 2 years, if she drank a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she maybe ordered more afterwards.
I think you can't consider yourself recovered unless you've made it an entire presidential administration.
I don't want to put that assignment on
anybody. Hey, alcoholics, listen up. You're slacking. If you, well, 1 year, good for you.
But then she was like, I'm drinking it to teach you a lesson. It's like, so what's happening here?
Oh,
I'm going to make myself smoke the whole pack.
Yeah, that was an excuse. That was, this is really good wine. I'm just going to drink a $300. Yeah, she just took the bottle.
Also, she says, and I'm not paying for it.
Wow, she really went. She really was like, but it was so fun. I mean, I do not have addiction issues, I don't think. I think I know. Anyway, but the extent to which she's like, listen, this will ruin your life. This will ruin your life. 2 seconds later, hey, we accidentally have this bottle of wine. You know what? I'll down it. Like, yeah. Her character changed in 2 seconds.
You know what? I'll ruin my life right
now.
Yeah,
I'll ruin my life right now. Very casually. Very casually
also,
ruining her life.
He's
right now.
Encouraging her to drink up until the moment she actually
but
drinks.
But you're going to take a 16-year-old seriously?
But it's a weird, well,
that's the whole idea of the show.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, she's also in her 40s and she's only 2 years sober. So
yeah,
clearly
she's hanging out.
She has really bad addiction issues.
Again, that's the dream of the woman that wrote this show. To just hang out with kids all the time.
Who only want to talk about sex.
I don't know anything about her personal life, but just based on we've
also,
watched.
Why wouldn't you just go get like a coffee? Why wouldn't you go somewhere with no alcohol? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But also like, based on this and Seventh Heaven, I think she should be investigated.
Something's not right.
She was friends with, I mean, she cast the lead of
Seventh Heaven, who is a child molester. Yeah.
That was the least shocking thing to ever come out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fucking course he was. Okay. It all adds up.
So then what else happens in this episode? Oh, there's the whole, we got to get to the meat of it. The whole, so the guy got threatened, Ben?
Yeah.
No, Ricky.
Ricky, the sexy molested guy.
Yeah, sexy molested guy.
He He's paying for the sins of his slutty past.
Is he sexy on his own, or do you consider him sexy because he was molested?
It's a plus one modifier.
Okay. All right.
On it. But, you know, he's got hurt and passion.
Yeah, he has good hair, too. In that first season. I don't know what was going on that season.
Between the seasons, they slim jimmed their hair. It just, like, went up for everybody.
Yeah. The football guy, he chopped all his hair off. We never know what... He was not in the episode at all.
I think he was in the flashback at the start. A lot happens in the previously on.
A lot happens in the previously on.
But then still I was shocked by things that we saw in this episode that were not mentioned the previously on. Like, they don't mention how he's a CEO now.
That's important.
You got to let me know.
He's CEO now.
How? My assumption is that it was his dad's company and his dad died.
Well, his dad does die. Remember, she kills him by fucking the daughter.
What?
The daughter has sex with her boyfriend the same night his dad.
Was her dad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a religious girl.
So then
that actually is what happened.
He probably inherited his business.
Yeah. So he.
Oh my God.
I'm all be good.
That's a Chris Farley movie.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no rules that say you can't.
Were you doing Air Bud right now?
Yeah,
is that what you were doing?
Air Bud.
But yeah. Why not his wife? This show. Thinks people with Down syndrome are more qualified to run businesses than women. That's not a good message.
I love the idea that he's a figurehead CEO and there's just like a shadow government.
But he's not a figurehead. People come into the office and they're scared of him. And he's like, on my desk now.
This is the top-rated episode.
This is the highest rated episode.
How was this the top-rated episode? That was crazy to me.
I think it's the special episode quality of like the alcoholism, but I feel like every episode is probably like
weirdly,
that.
We did Seventh Heaven, and the top-rated episode was about alcoholism.
So it might just
about
be the
kids drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids drinking.
And drugs.
Yeah, yeah. People love kids doing drugs also. For content.
Yes. The meat of the episode though is this guidance counselor who works at a college admission.
Yeah.
Officer or something.
Yeah. Who apparently quote unquote has issues.
Yeah, they never laugh for it.
Yeah. They kept being like, she has issues. She says to the Ricky, you can't get into this college unless you fuck me. And he's like, no. And she's like, then you don't get in. And also, I'm telling your school that you tried to fuck me. And that's why you didn't get in. And he's like, I'm going to roll with this. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll just ignore it. And I'll go to a different school. I didn't think I was going to get to go to any college. So like any other college is fine. And Shailene Woodley's like, no, bitches lie. And we need to solve this.
Yeah, we are going to approach her with your son at the school and say, this is his son. But you know what's crazy is how nicely that story wraps up out of nowhere. The guidance counselor's like, yeah, so it turns out she's been doing this to a lot of people. And the guy in the neighboring office has heard her do this before. It's like, no one reported this. How long has this been going on?
How does no one, and with a different student, so Ricky doesn't even have to be involved
and
relive
his trauma.
Yeah,
they're like, she's done it with enough other people. It's like, then how has this gone unnoticed? They said your neighbor hears her. How has this gone unreported for
so long?
Do
you know how many things are going on in this town?
Yeah, this town's a fucking wild.
Yeah.
This is the wild, horny West. I wonder if the fifth season...
Better name for the show.
I wonder if the show in the fifth season just becomes a Christian show again. Like a lot of people just couldn't come to have come to Jesus moments. They're like, my life was so bad.
I feel confident that this show ends with the rapture. And the entire cast is left behind.
It becomes a soft pilot into the next, to a Left Behind series.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
God, I would watch a Left Behind series done by Brenda Hampton.
Brenda.
Has she done anything else?
Seventh Heaven.
Other than Seventh Heaven in this.
Presumably lived it up in a hot tub every day of her life.
Man.
Presumably hung out with a bunch of 15-year-olds.
That is true, yeah.
In her hot tub. Do you think she hangs out with Dan Schneider or they just have a lot of similar interests?
I think he's too focused on feet and she's no interest for her.
Fair.
So yeah. They don't really get along.
That's fair. All right, Daniel, how would you improve the show?
Child Protective Services. Sent to the set to keep Brenda away from them and to just make edits to the script. Like, you can't have a child say that. Just cut things out.
And then what show would you recommend?
What show would I recommend? When I was a kid, before it was ABC Family, it was Fox Family, and they would play a lot of reruns of Whose Line Is It Anyway? So go watch Whose Line Is It Anyway on that channel that this was on. Yeah.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? Just based on the channel it was on.
Yeah.
There you go.
We all like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
All right, Molly, what would you?
What would I change about the show? Oh my God. I don't know. I mean, I feel like you have to, you can't do everything and the kitchen sink. You know what I mean? Let's cut a couple plot lines.
Are we really going back to you putting your pants in the kitchen sink? Is that the callback?
Yeah. That was the bathroom sink, actually.
Oh, sorry.
You just, you know, cut a couple of the plot lines. There's too many.
I get that. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you're in the middle of your fourth season and you just got to let it all out, piss your pants, put the pants in the yeah. bathroom sink.
Yeah.
Wash them out.
Yeah.
Come back brand new pants.
Yeah, exactly. Put them, pee on the sidewalk, sneak back into, swipe your way into the dorm room and hope no one notices that you're covered in your own pee. Take the elevator up. The elevator always shook and you always thought you were going to die. Make it to your dorm. Hope no one's there. Wash your things and wash your dirty clothes in the sink, then shower. And then actually put them in the dirty clothes to really wash them.
Well, this is also good to know that you wouldn't have made it anyway, because if you gotten in that elevator and it had been shaking.
I would have peed. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
You're like, think about it now. That would have also.
I mean, it's a miracle I made it that far, you know, and that no one was home. Thank God no one was home.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
That's really. But this show had too much going on. There's too much going on.
I agree.
And also, I wish the people were older and hotter so it didn't feel creepy watching it.
They did get way older in that fourth season. They
did,
aged
but
up a
still,
lot.
Like, it's still weird. Creepy. It's still creepy.
Yeah.
For that reason, I would recommend like Gossip Girl or One Tree Hill, because they, or like even the OC, because those people are 40.
I would, okay, hear me out. Well, we should change the show. Make them Jewish instead. Just take it, instead of It's Secret Life.
This show would be considered anti-Semitic if they were Jewish.
They're just going to like, they have like a Purim party at some point.
Well, you gotta love it.
I think that would really improve the show a lot. They would probably have the conversations around sex would be a lot more frank and a lot better than
I held off on a joke there.
What was it?
Anne Frank?
No, well, no.
Okay, sorry. Did I ruin it?
Hey, what's your show, David?
And as far as shows, if you want a horny show that deals with religion, I would recommend, it just came out, The Has-Been Hotel. It's an animated show about a bunch of creatures in hell that have been set there because they're bad.
You know, I felt like a creature in hell watching this show. Yeah. Can I change my show recommendations?
Yes.
Yeah.
To Catch a Predator.